false imprisonment. This is the intentional confinement or restraint of another person's activities without justification. So let's say you have battery, right? You restrain the person, you touch, and then you restrain the person into her activity, then you'll now engage in false imprisonment. There's the elements of false imprisonment. First, the intent to confine or restrain a person. And two, actual confinement in boundaries, not of the plaintiff's choosing. So the person being restrained has told you they want to leave. Or they make an attempt to leave. Okay, and you say, for instance, well, there's the window, jump out of it. Well, that will not work. All right? The exit out of the door, that would probably be the right way. So to exit